Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column simply, Lighting. And here's what he has to say about lighting. Perhaps it is a statement about where we are on energy savings, but I am noticing these days more and more emphasis in mills and with suppliers on operations lighting. When I was young, the tendency was to add more lights so we could see the operations better. A good thing. Now we are moving toward what might be called smart lighting. I observed a dark warehouse construction project about 6 years ago. It made sense. It is fully automatic. No one is allowed in or works in it, so why have the lights on? There are lights, of course, they're just not on during normal operations. Now machine suppliers are suggesting that lighting should be moved to being directly on the machine and come on only when a human gets within a prescribed distance from each light bank. I think this works as long as it is a fail-safe system, assuring that no one falls into machinery because they cannot see. There is no reason why this cannot be done in any machine hall environment, operating floor, or basement. Put each light on a motion detector and make sure it comes on only when somebody walks within range. You can do this in your basement areas right now. Of course, there can be overrides for such times as maintenance shutdowns, so the lights will not be flashing on and off all the time. I first noticed this on-demand lighting in the big box retail stores, in their freezer cases. The lights would come on as you walked by, then time out after a few seconds if you did not stop and linger. This has been going on for at least 10 years. I think our attitude in the industry has been that lighting is merely a rounding error in our overall energy cost equation. Perhaps it is time for us to put pencil to paper and run the numbers, so to speak. I thought you might need a sentence full of buzzwords to wake you up. If one starts to think about turning off lights when we don't need them, there are many areas of the mill that can qualify for this assessment. It will take a complete change of thinking, for our attitude until recently has been the more lights the better. I know that has been my attitude. Some of this came also from the days when we had to look visually at the product, or at least thought we had to look at the product, in order to ascertain its quality. Those days are rapidly becoming history. The sensors we have today do a better job than we ever did with our eyes in ascertaining product quality. Most of them do not need the lights on to work properly. Of course, we can't go down this path without thinking about safety, for the orientation of human beings in their environment has much to do with their visual acuity. It will take a strong collaboration with life scientists or other appropriate professionals to make sure lights off, lights on is not a disorienting experience causing a safety problem or perhaps even long-term health problems. But I think we should try. This is an idea that's good for our bottom line and good for the environment. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA, All rights reserved.